With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here it comes.
Glenn Casper.
Deep drive. That ball is gone. A grand slam. Ian Happ makes it 5-1.
Cubs TV play-by-play man.
Can you bunt the ball onto Waveland? That's my question.
Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Kevin Hart is here.
I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody else has ever told you, you have an amazing voice, man. Goodness.
Thank you. Like, got to hear him sing.
It's like a dove. If a dove could talk, this is what it would sound like. Yeah, that's exactly.
Never been told that.
Twitter.com/LenCasper.
Oh, baby, Chris Bryant. Deep drive, way back. Ball game over. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Len Casper, talking Cubs with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score. Len Casper joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Len. How are you?
Good morning, Len.
Hey, Mike, David, how are you guys?
Well, it's a beautiful day in San Diego because every day is beautiful there. And it is a glorious day in Chicago because we had Nico Hoerner night. And, man, what? Yeah, I, you know, we had a couple of calls this morning which I thought were spot on, which is, this guy just looked like he was having fun. He looked thrilled to be there. There was this sort of exuberance that came off of him, and his performance was so good, it just kind of gave a little jump start to the Cubs. And with all the injuries and everything going on, it was just fun to see that kid come up and perform.
Yeah, it felt like it was exactly what the doctor ordered, and no pun intended with all the, you know, the medical issues the Cubs are having. But, you know, JD talked about on our broadcast, you know, you bring a kid up kind of in a surprise fashion. He was already back home. He actually was watching the Cubs game on Sunday with his family in Oakland, and right after the game got the call from Jason McLeod, and his answer was, yeah, let's do this. And he flies down to San Diego, and boom, he's in the lineup. And I think sometimes that's the best way to handle it with a young kid. It's almost like he didn't have time to get nervous. He admitted to us after the game that he definitely was nervous. It was not just another baseball game. I saw a lot of him in spring training. He actually never did get a big league invite, but he came over from minor league camp, and it felt like every day had three hits and really looked the part. He's a good athlete. He's got good speed, great contact skills, as we saw in his first at-bat with a bloop single on an 0-2 pitch. And you're right, the exuberance, the energy, all of those things, exactly what this team needed with now just 19 games to go.
He had a presence, Len. He had a self-confidence, I think Joe talked about after the game. Certainly the boost was there. Do you think that moving forward, he batted sixth last night, I believe, and obviously he has to play shortstop because nobody else is healthy enough to man the position, but could you see him leading off? Is that a possibility just because of the things that you just said? Speed and contact are strengths of his, and those are things that the Cubs have lacked.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting idea, David. But, you know, when Zobrist is in there, obviously he makes the most sense to lead off. And, you know, I do think because he's a 22-year-old rookie who was not expected to be here, you might be a little leery of leading him off. But, you know, Joe is, as we know, not afraid with young players. We saw, I remember when Chris Bryant came up, you know, maybe a week into his tenure as a big league player, he threw him into center field. So he has the right manager in that regard. You know, a lot of managers are very tepid, and they want to make sure they don't put too much on young players. But I think Joe, when there's a kid he likes and trusts, he'll give him a lot of responsibility. So I'm not going to say never on that one, but I kind of like him tucked in the middle there somewhere.
You know, you don't want to get carried away with it. I thought David used a great turn of phrase. He said that he was more spark than savior, and you got to keep that in mind due to his age and all the rest of it. But did he remind you a lot of Ryne Sandberg? Is that too much to say, Len? I'm kidding. I just heard that. I heard that talked about on the Score, and I laughed, and I thought, wow, you know, we always do that. We always say, you know, well, he's good. He's probably Roberto Alomar. But, you know, you just can't just say, get, yeah.
I was going to say, Mike, you know, he's in the Rookie of the Year run, you know, and I don't know if he can win it in 20 games. Alonso hit two more last night, so 47 homers probably will win out, but you never know. Maybe he can win Rookie of the Year this year and next year.
You know, he has a little Johnny Evers to him, yeah. If I might say that.
There you go.
Another guy is more accomplished, and Chris Bryant talked yesterday about dealing with the pain in his knee and how 60 and 70% of Chris Bryant would be a disservice to his teammates and a disservice to the fans. And, you know, Len, I think there's a fine line between applauding, you know, what he's trying to do and playing through the pain, and also realizing he's got to acknowledge when he's not able to go. That's difficult for an athlete to acknowledge, but where are you with Chris Bryant, and do you think he's been playing through this to the point where maybe he should have sat down sooner?
Maybe. You know, I think that sometimes guys get put in these tough spots where you do applaud the fact they want to play through their nicks and bruises and pain and, you know, soreness, and there's a lot of that going on this time of year. An everyday player generally can't be at this point without dealing with something. But if you are hurting the ball club and your performance has suffered to the extent where you feel like, you know, you might need a few days, and not only for you to get back to full health, but in big spots, making sure that somebody else in there might have a better chance to help the team. You know, I give a guy a lot of credit for that. You know, when Baez kind of had to duck out the other day because it didn't feel right in batting practice, this was before the MRI. You just knew there was something more going on in that thumb. And as shocking as it was to hear that he won't play again in the regular season, I think there wasn't a big shock internally because everyone knew, man, it's got to be bad if he can't go. So, yeah, I'm sure the knee has bothered him and probably has affected his performance. But, if you look at the overall numbers, you know, Bryant's had another all-star type season, and they do need Chris Bryant as close to full health as possible here down the stretch, because right now four games back with 19 to go is a pretty big hill to climb. We had a note last night. Before the game, 20 to go, 4.5 out in the division era, only four teams have come back to win a division. So it's not something that's been done a lot. It has happened in the past, and the Cubs have a favorable schedule, but they got to go out and win some games, and last night was a good start.
They have a favorable schedule, and they also have the seven games against St. Louis, including three there at the end of the year. So, look, it's not beyond the pale. It's not something that couldn't happen, but let's say it's hugely unlikely. I mean, normally, don't you say you can make up a game a week and there's just not enough time left?
And I think in that regard, Mully, it the games they don't play against the Cardinals, and I would say the schedule leading up to that four-gamer at Wrigley next week become even more important, because right, you've got to put yourself in a position or not be in a position where you feel like you have to win six out of seven. You know, if you can be within two and a half going into that series, that feels manageable. So I think the next week and a half is really critical.
You know, Len, when you look at how badly this team needed the boost yesterday and how, Nico Hoerner, what he's providing here in terms of playing shortstop, do we take for granted? Nick Castellanos has had an unbelievable run that continues. Last night, another home run. How do you account for that contribution that you just didn't expect? And here you are in a situation where you're counting on him to kind of carry you through the pennant race.
Well, when they got him, we talked about, you know, a really good bat against lefties. And lo and behold, he's become, along with Schwarber, you know, Schwarber quietly has basically put up the same OPS, I think, or you know, very similar numbers to Castellanos, homers, RBIs since Nick was acquired. Rizzo, even though he was banged up, has been in a good stretch. But those guys have carried the club offensively, and Castellanos has been just a godsend. You sit here and you say, for a lot of teams, you know, where would they be without him? And while they are four games back, you know, he's probably been worth probably a win and a half already in just a short period of time, which is pretty remarkable. He's setting himself up nicely for free agency, and I know he's not concerned about that because he's trying to help his new team get into the playoffs. But, wow, he's been great. And it feels like every other day he comes up with a big hit. In a lot of cases, that hit is a home run, like last night. He got overshadowed by what Horner did. But at this time of year, you don't mind being overshadowed by a 22-year-old phenom.
Wilson Contreras, clearly on some kind of a pitch count or something, right? I mean, you saw him come up, and he was 6 of 8, and then he had to sit for a couple days, and then he went 0-for-3 with a walk, and then he had to sit, and now we'll see him. It just seems as if they don't want to use him 2 days running anymore.
I think two things are at play. I think because of the injury and how energetic and how hard he plays, they don't want to aggravate the legs at all. So that's, you know, really been taken out of the manager's hands here. I think he's really trusting his medical staff on, you know, let's not push it too much. And then Victor Caratini, guys, has been really good.
Yep.
You know, he has played not like a backup. He's played like a starter. I think the catching game has really improved. And that bat has played. He's come up with some really big hits. And we remember had the big game in New York on the last trip. So, that's a luxury that the Cubs have in Caratini. But, yeah, I would think Contreras is pushing to try to play a little bit more often.
Where are the Cubs with Kimbrel, and until he gets back, is it a matchup situation again in the ninth inning if you have to trust somebody to protect the lead?
Yeah, I think Rowan Wick is probably your top choice in a straight closing situation, but generally, you know, Joe will match up when it gets to that point. It hasn't come up a ton here of late. I saw Kimbrel yesterday coming out of the bullpen about 3 hours before the game and said, "How you feeling?" and gave me the thumbs up. So he seems to be doing all right. He's eligible on Thursday. Don't know if it'll happen that day, but hopefully, if not, shortly thereafter.
A lot of Cub fans out there, Len. Sounded like you could hear them. Nico,
chanting.
Nico.
Yeah,
and I think maybe, he had about a 20 to 25 strong group, and they may have started that cheering. But for a kid making his big league debut, that was pretty neat. I said, it's such a cool name that we may get to the point where his last name isn't even a factor. It's just Nico. It's like Javi. And I said, it's like Madonna. And JD goes, yeah, but Madonna didn't have three hits in her first at bat, her first game. So it was a great night. It really was.
Well, okay. Hopefully more to come. Thank you, Len. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Len. Appreciate getting up.
Got it, guys. No problem.
That is Len Casper in San Diego, the Cubs TV, and of course, Score Radio Man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.